This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm going to get into the blimp and the latest information, the spy balloon. But first, we're talking about censorship and control. The Democrats are openly trying to pass laws to ban free speech. Here's Tucker Carlson.
So almost no one was paying attention to the early actions in the Biden administration. Biden gets inaugurated, and the media spend the next year talking about how great Biden is. So very few people notice that just a week after the presidential inauguration in January of 2021, Biden's FBI arrested a 31-year-old man from Vermont called Douglas Mackey. Now, according to the DOJ, in the charging documents, Mackey's crime was making fun of Hillary Clinton on the internet. 4 years before he was arrested, Mackey made an internet meme joking it was possible to vote for Hillary Clinton by text message. Not a single person in America, and DOJ has not shown differently, believed that Mackey was serious or that you could vote for Hillary by text message. He wasn't subverting democracy. He was calling Hillary voters stupid. And the DOJ knows that. Every person knows that. Jokes are not crimes. But the Biden administration is trying to send Douglas Mackey to prison for years. We've been trying for a year to speak to one of his lawyers because this is one of the great outrages, this story. James Lawrence is one of Douglas Mackey's lawyers, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Mr. Lawrence, thank you so much for coming on. This is such an obvious violation of the First Amendment. This is so clearly totalitarian. How did it get to this point in the court system?
Well, first of all, thanks, Tucker, for having me on to discuss this important case. And as we've argued in court filings, we believe that this prosecution represents a significant escalation of the government's regulation of speech under the banner of policing so-called disinformation. And Tucker, really, you were one of the first public figures and one of the most prominent people to criticize Twitter for deplatforming people over so-called disinformation. But I don't think even you would have thought that someone would face a federal prosecution or potential jail time over alleged memes. Now, here's what's at issue. The government says that this case is about voting rights. But as we've argued, the government has not alleged that a single person didn't vote as a result of the alleged memes. So we think that this case goes to the core of the First Amendment, and really, regardless of what you think about the content at issue, everyone in this country, Tucker, left, right, center, and every political persuasion in between should be concerned about what's happening in this case. And so the question is, what can you do? And there are two things I'd like to let your audience know about. First, Douglas Mackey's Legal Defense Fund can be supported by logging on to memedefensefund.com. And second, and really most importantly, Tucker, we're asking your audience to pray. Pray for Doug. Pray for the defense team. Pray for justice to be done. As for Doug, I can tell you, Tucker, he has great faith in God. He also has faith in our system of trial by jury, which our founders gave to us in the Bill of Rights. I can also tell you, for me, it's a privilege to be on this defense team.
Well, may I say, I just want to make one thing completely clear. You've said it, I've said it, but I just want to restate it. The Biden administration has not shown, held up, a single victim of this so-called crime, this joke. So if there's no victim, how is it a crime? I'm confused. But you're the lawyer.
Well, the government's the government's position is that merely the conspiracy and the intent to interfere with one's right to vote is enough under the statute at issue in this case. And of course, if the government's theory is allowed to prevail, the Pandora's box that could be opened with respect to the chilling effect on speech, it just can't be really overstated. Any speech, we contend, Tucker, that could potentially land someone facing a criminal investigation and looking at potential jail time. We can't open this Pandora's box. The defense team in this case is committed to slamming the door shut on this theory.
Hillary Clinton should stand up right now in defense of Douglas Mackey. This is being done in her name. You don't want to live in a country where politicians can throw you in jail for criticizing them. That's not a free country. No one's covering this because, oh, Mackey's a bad guy. I don't care. I don't care if he's Stalin. No American citizen can be treated this way. Period.
That's right.
I really do appreciate your coming on. And by the way, he doesn't sound like a bad guy, but whatever. It doesn't matter, in my opinion.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two on this live Sunday, February 5th, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's get into the balloon, and let's talk facts here. Because there's a lot of people out there that just on its face don't believe anything the government says about anything. But here's the facts. It is a Chinese balloon. It is a gigantic balloon that was shot down, obviously, yesterday while we were live on air doing a Saturday emergency broadcast. At about 2 p.m. Central Time or so. The facts are China has put a lot of money into high-altitude balloons for what you call satellite arrays, surveillance arrays, but more importantly, communication systems. But they've also put a lot of money in, and I have dozens of articles here from China. I covered them Friday. I covered it on Saturday, but I'm going to go back over some of it, to deliver a electromagnetic pulse weapon that's detonated and powered by an atomic or hydrogen bomb going off. It's estimated that a 40-megaton bomb, that's a medium-sized bomb, would knock out large portions of the United States that was detonated around 80,000 feet in the right conditions. And a lot goes into that. But there's more radiation that goes further at night because of radiation that's already in the atmosphere from the sun. And so they would try to detonate these at night. They would have a much bigger effect. You've seen what solar flares do, wreaking havoc with satellites. That's nothing compared to this. This is a gigantic balloon. And one got shot down last year off the coast of the U.S. military base in Kauai. That's where the nuclear ICBM bases are on that island, not just in Montana and Wyoming and other areas. They also have anti-ballistic missile defense system at a big base in Kauai, and they shot it down. There's another one in Canada right now. There's another one in South America going north right now. And the fact that Biden didn't order this shot down day one, the fact that the Communist Chinese confirmed it was theirs, just shows you what the Border Patrol said, covered last hour, that they're not watching the border, they're not watching anything except us. And then you have Hunter Biden with the laptop and saying he works for Chinese intelligence and all the classified documents at the house he was renting for $50,000 a month from his dad. These are all just absolutely pieces of proof that the Bidens are Chinese communist agents. I don't think they purely work for China because they'll take money from anybody that will give it to them. They're above the law. But this is a big deal. And if we put a blimp or a balloon over China, they would shoot it down. And the fact is, it was only when there was mounting massive pressure did Biden use the F-22 Raptor with a Sidewinder missile to take it down. And it was obviously guided in by the communication systems on the blimp, on the balloon, because it hit right into that complex that was as long as three school buses hanging from the bottom of the blimp. Now, I've got a bunch of newscasts out of China. I got newscasts out of the U.S. I got newscasts out of Russia. I got newscasts out of NASA describing these different blimps. And I've got China showing these blimps and bragging in Chinese that they can deliver weapons over the U.S. So the fact that they've said they're at war with us on a weekly basis for years, the fact that this has been going on is important. Yes, the globalists set up China. Yes, they put Mao Zedong in charge. But by the time Xi Jinping came along, and now he's arrested his predecessor that was working with the globalist, Xi Jinping has told big tech of the New World Order, I'm in charge, and I'm not going to deal with you anymore. And so, just like Stalin and Hitler for the first 2 years of World War II had a deal, and then Hitler broke it, it's the same story again. China threatens resolute action as U.S. warned to brace for further provocations after spy balloon was shot down. Third Chinese spy balloon is operating near U.S. interests, but officials won't say where after shooting down the first balloon off South Carolina coast. House Homeland Security Chair, I never got alerted about CCP spy balloon by Biden White House. That, of course, is illegal. They're not telling anybody anything, folks. Because they're busy raping little kids and stuff. Republicans call for probe Biden's resignation amid Chinese spy balloon blunder. Yes, he should be impeached for that. But notice the establishment wants to get rid of him now to bring in somebody like Big Mike, Michelle Obama, or Gavin Newsom. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here. And as soon as Biden figured out they were trying to impeach him over this, then as it left U.S. airspace, was about to, he had it shot down. But the most important thing is the flashback that's on Infowars.com. Biden terminates Trump-era program to combat Chinese espionage and the billions a year coming in to buy off our leaders in academia, in finance, in government, you name it. It has been open season for the Chinese to infiltrate because they were working with the globalists. And the globalists were using China as a base of operations to project globalist power. And it goes on from there. So some people are saying, well, you know, this is a manufactured news story. No, it's a real balloon, and it got shot down, and it wasn't surveilling U.S. military bases. You use satellites for that. A balloon of this size that is able to maneuver itself with jets, not just up and down, but left and right, is the perfect package to deliver an EMP attack. And I mentioned this earlier, but here's the article. Sounds about right. University of Chicago taps losers Beto O'Rourke and Tim Ryan to teach politics, which the Chinese fund the university, just like Penn State. With Biden, they put hundreds of millions into Penn State alone. And then, of course, Penn State lobbied Biden to remove those Trump-era controls, illustrating just how criminal these individuals are and how deep the espionage is. But the good news is the power structure is greedy and jealous of control. And so even though they love communist China and the one-child policies and the forced abortion and the suicide nets and the forced drugging and the lockdowns, and they love all the tyranny and the big military parades and all of it, China isn't doing what they tell them. China isn't following orders anymore. And so it's that separation of powers again. You know you have a corrupt government, you have a corrupt system, but if there's different power structures, they will fight with each other instead of getting unified against you and I. But because I mentioned it, let me just show you some news headlines where you can learn all about EMP attacks from these high-altitude balloons. And again, it's very simple. cannot deliver a EMP strike from a satellite. It dissipates through the Earth's magnetic field and bounces off. But if you go through the magnetic field, that's where you want to detonate it. Here's some of the headlines. Is China plotting an EMP attack only if it wants World War III? Report. China was testing for EMP attack on Taiwan. DHS from DHS.news.gov combats potential electromagnetic pulse EMP attack. Really? You wouldn't even tell the public or Congress or anybody that was above us. China might have sent a spy balloon over the U.S. as a power play to prove it can do what it wants. Yes, that's what it's been doing. And it goes on from there that it's the perfect package, the platform to launch the EMP attack. I'm going to finish up with this and then shift gears into the rest of the story and some key clips and how they're trying to trigger a race war on the other side. Please stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now looking from the United States and China with the weapon platform balloon, not a surveillance balloon. Let's look at what's happening in Ukraine. Russia has drawn up at least 400,000 to 700,000 troops. They say 500,000. Conservative numbers are 400,000. Some numbers are as high as 700,000. And in Russia's genetic memory from just 75 years ago, they were hit by a multi-million man army out of Deutschland, Germany, and of the people that died in World War II, an estimated 55 million, 42 million of those were Germans and Russians. The estimates vary between 20 million and 25 million Germans and 20 and 24 million Russians. That's millions. That's how many football stadiums of 100,000 people. And so Putin, on one of their main World War II holidays, when every Russian lost family, he said, it's hard to believe. Let me just read the quotes. It's unbelievable but true. We are once again threatened with German Leopard tanks with crosses on their hull, and once again seeking to battle Russian in Ukraine with the help of Hitler's followers. He went on. And that's the reality. And NATO started the war over there. And Russia's not going to give up. And Putin says if there's any strikes inside Russia that hit Moscow, he's going to use tactical nuclear weapons, and then NATO uses them, and then we're all dead. Boom, boom, boom. It escalates to full war. And people notice I'm pretty calm. I'm pretty serious right now. It's because the threat level's gotten so insane, ladies and gentlemen, that now I've got ice water in my veins. And I've got to look at my children, both grown and still little, and realize we've all let this get to this point. We have these satanic clowns dancing to Satan's fiddle that have gotten us to this point. So here's Putin. It has subtitles. So we'll start and stop it, and I'll read the subtitles, obviously, because most of us don't speak Russian. Here it is. Putin invokes Stalingrad to justify war. Start over. Putin invokes Stalingrad to justify Ukraine war. Here it is. It's incredible, but it's fact. We're being threatened again by the German Leopard tanks with crosses on their armor. Once again, they're going to war with Russia on Ukraine's soil. With the hands of Hitler's followers, Ukrainian nationalists, we aren't sending our tanks to their borders, but we have things to respond with. It will not end with the use of armored vehicles. Everybody should understand it. Those who threaten us must have failed to understand a simple truth. All our people, all of us, have been raised on the traditions of our people and the generation of victors. Who have created our country with their labor, blood, and handed over to us. The strength of the defenders of Stalingrad is the most important moral beacon for the Russian army and for all of us. Our soldiers and officers are faithful to this. So the Russians didn't like invading Ukraine, and I get it. And Russians don't usually start the wars, but you know how it ends. Now they're going to fully mobilize, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to get really bad. And if they lose 20-plus million people in World War II, that was a third of their population, or almost a third. What do you think your population twice that size today is going to do? At the end of the day, all the robots and all the drones and all the crap isn't going to win that war. And the Ukrainians have been hijacked and tricked into a Slavic civil war. Zelensky is a dictator. He has banned all political opposition, including supporters. Even pro-parties aren't allowed. He seized all the communications. He's banned the Orthodox Church, the oldest church in the world, oldest Christian church in the world. And who is he? A former reported gay escort. And I'm not against gay people, but my God, ladies and gentlemen, these are the type of folks they've got fully compromised and fully controlled who will do whatever they're told. And now we've seen the last few weeks a bunch of helicopter crashes and strange deaths of the leadership of the Ukrainian government, including the interior minister. That's not being done by the Russians. NATO and the CIA killed those people because they were laundering and stealing the money. Some of it's allowed back to Biden and others, but most of it they want in the war. That's a message. If you steal the money, we're going to kill you. If you steal and sell the weapons, we're going to kill you. And so our insane government that hates us more than they hate the Russians now has us entering into a nuclear war with Russia. And I can sit here and warn you and warn you and warn you because you grew up in a free, safe country compared to other nations. And you don't know what it's like, and I don't even know what it's like either. But the 95% of the fighting in World War II was not my grandfather's and not the American military. And a bunch of us died, and we were definitely in a war. But the Japanese were child's play compared to the Germans. It was Russia and Germany toe-to-toe slaughtering each other, and you notice the numbers are the same. 20-plus million on both sides. Toe-to-toe slaughtering each other. Toe-to-toe killing each other in hand-to-hand combat by the end. Toe-to-toe, the Germans sending 10-year-olds, I can't say that word, 10-year-olds out, I'm trying to think of the name of the actual rocket launcher they had, the bazookas they had, always having that little failure there. They're anti-tank missiles. And that's where this is going, is total war. Total war. And then where's all your wokeism then? Where's all this crap? The left is putting out all this disease propaganda to make the world turn against us and hate us. If America was promoting populism and free market and God, we would be the apple of the world's eye and an example to aspire to. But now America is launching all these criminal wars. America is promoting pure anti-God, anti-family evil. And this is all deliberate. And we should all reject it. Even if you were a sociopath, you should reject what our hijacked government's doing because it will destroy you. And I think more and more people, I know more and more people now understand that and they get that. We'll come back with even more news. Stay with us. This is critical information.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
If you study human history, war and starvation and incredible turmoil is the norm. It's only been a few nations that actually implemented the Christian experiment that created the milk and honey we've enjoyed. Rwanda had Dutch and British and French missionaries started going there 300 years ago, and there was a minority of Christians, only about 10% of the population, that built infrastructure. And it was the black Africans were acting just like German barbarians, living just like they were in the Stone Age. And as soon as they got Christianity, suddenly they became incredibly wealthy. And the UN went and financed the majority group that was animists, earth worshippers, to murder the 10% and take their property and hand it over to the UN and to the big mining operations. And it's over and over again. the Africans live like savages. They get Christianity. They come together. The Germans lived in huts and were savages. And they got Christianity and it changed. Why is the system attacking Christianity? Because when you care about each other and you stand up for something bigger and you believe in God, you can't be controlled. And you create prosperity. It's really very simple. And so when we see the police being defunded, and they're not perfect by a long shot, they're not getting rid of the police. They're taking control of them with the Soros prosecutors and the Soros DAs and the Soros attorney generals. Look at this news right here, the economic war. Biden administration's climate agenda will damage two-thirds of U.S. retirement accounts. Such an important article. Now, we had a big victory late last year. BlackRock and Vanguard, both owned by the Rothschilds, controlled by the Rothschilds, that have almost half the world's wealth. Hell, half the world's wealth is just in Vanguard and BlackRock. Estimated half the world's worth. A bunch of attorney generals got together in Republican states and said, we're going to pull state pension funds out of you if you continue to invest in the ESGs, which are UN-controlled investments that fail and are not designed to work, but are designed to sabotage the United States. And the same thing is being done in Europe and everywhere else the globe is controlled. Now, when BlackRock and Vanguard and Berkshire Hathaway go and invest in China or India or Mexico, they don't invest in any of this green garbage. It's a sabotage system to make sure their investments go up in the third world countries they control. So it's an internal tariff against us. But the Biden administration's new Department of Labor rule allowing 401k managers to invest in environmental social governance, ESG, funds will harm two-thirds of America's retirement accounts, according to Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach in an interview that aired on Newsmakers and the Epoch Times. That's up on Infowars.com. You should go read it. You should go watch it. You should go share it because it's designed to fail. They don't have enough cobalt that's been discovered to transfer 20% of the world's cars to battery. We don't have the material. So whether it's windmills or whether it's batteries, it's not the new thing. It's to make you give up what works to get the failure. Ford sold almost all of its stake in Rivian last year, the electric truck company. They know it's a pump and dump. They know it's a fail, but they don't care. Netflix strikes partnership with GM so that all you'll see is EVs in Netflix programs. That's the brainwashing. And then it's Africans as young as 6 years old slaving in the cobalt mines to haul this stuff back out. And you sit there and you tell a leftist that, but to them, it's a religious sacrament that they're good and they've got an electric car, even though the average electric car won't start cutting carbon until it has over 60,000 miles on it. And most of them are powered by coal power plants, which they're shutting down as well. So when there's power problems in California and New York, what do they tell EV owners to do? Don't drive your car. Don't charge it. There's not enough electricity. And electricity prices in the last 2 years have doubled on average. That is a weaponization. That's taking away your discretionary income. That's assaulting you. More than somebody going into your bank account and taking half your money out. Or walking in your house and stealing your wife's wedding ring. But we sit there and we let them do it. And then once the crisis starts, and once there's not enough energy, and once your power bills go up, Bill Gates helped quarterback an operation with the UN in Australia where they put price controls on the coal plants and the coal producers where they can't have as many coal plants. They're shutting a bunch of them down. And then when power prices go up, they blame the coal producers and put a price control on them, not on the wind power. Are they financing systems that actually work? No. There's all these technologies where you can drill down just a few hundred feet in some cases, thousands of feet in others, and gather the thermal power of the earth to turn turbines, whatever you want. But they don't want that because that's actually, quote, clean and works. Instead, they build in deserts in the middle of nowhere these huge arrays that create incredible amounts of, quote, carbon to make the windmills. And most estimates show in a 20-year lifetime of one of those windmills, which it turns don't last but a few years, they claim 20, it took more carbon to make those windmills than they'll ever produce. It's all a fraud, a bridge to nowhere, and they know it is. And now they want to take your financial investments, they want to take your pension fund and invest it in a scam where they get all the money up front and then it doesn't even work because they don't want a self-replicating economy that's scalable and that builds a future. They want a what? In the Rio de Janeiro 2000 or 1992 meeting for Agenda 21, 2001, a post-industrial world. That's what they're building. That's what they're setting up. That's what they've created. And so we sit here and ask ourselves, why would anybody play along with this? Oh, because you get a little money up front, or you get a couple likes on Facebook or Twitter, or your girlfriend thinks you're cool. Why don't you educate your girlfriend how this is a scam? Why don't you explain to your boyfriend how it's a fraud? Why don't you start educating people about eugenics and the New World Order and what it's trying to set up and what it's trying to do instead of playing along with it? Because as I said in the first hour, and as I said at the start of this hour, you've got to stop pretending. And I'm not talking to our general audience, but to all the new listeners that tune in to see what's this Alex Jones thing all about. Why are you pretending you're going along with this because you're on the winning team? Why are you going along with a corrupt, kleptocratic, inbred, psychotic power structure? By the way, I'm not against wind power. A small, normal wind power system, pumping water, windmill, charging batteries at your house is great. They don't work when they're out in the middle of nowhere because half the power's lost. They transfer it down the line. It doesn't work in the equations. It's not designed to work. None of it's designed to work. It's designed to destroy you. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The news here. I want to thank the listeners for all their past support. I want to encourage people to be part of history and support InfoWars today. That simple decision will continue to change the world in defiance of tyranny. The battles that we fought together have been incredible. Even bigger battles are coming. And I know in my heart and have faith that you are going to get great products at the same time and keep us on air. And listeners have been really coming through. We got over $1 million behind the last 6 months with bandwidth and costs and infrastructure and legal. And in the last month, I've been very heartened that we've dug our way out of half of that. And we've got a lot of great products that have been sold out coming in a few months. So we've done the numbers, and it looks like we're going to be in a good position, maybe even be able to start covering things like Bilderberg and RNC and DNC and, you know, other big events and get back to the border and even bring some more reporters in and just do some great things. But I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the very best supplements you're going to find anywhere. You know, my marketing plan is very simple. Supplements work. They're great. It's the fastest growing U.S. industry for decades. People know that concentrated things that are in plants and in the environment that God gave us are incredible and are the answer to so many of these onslaughts. And so I go out and say, okay, what's already best selling? What's the highest rated? And can I private label that? So about 60% of our products are just private labels of what's already the best sellers. And then we cut the price. We could sell all day long, you know, adulterated, low-grade crap, and you wouldn't get a good response off of it. We'd make a bunch of money up front, but it wouldn't be good. We don't do that. These are the highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, highest quality vitamin C. Whatever we're selling, PQQ, CoQ10, the DNA Force, you can bet it's the best there is. So before I hit all this other news, we have to end this sale tomorrow. Some of the things on the list will still be on sale, four or five of them, but more than 30 supplements are 50 to 25% off, like Immune Support, Brain Force Plus, and Brain Force Ultra, 50% off, Whole Food Multivitamin, Vitamin C with Zinc. I can spend an hour just on that formula. It's 1,100% daily allowance from the rose hips. The Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize, said it was the best with the Zinc for Better Upload. It just makes your life better, makes you healthier. It's great for the immune system. Ultimate Krill Oil, it's the highest grade of krill oil. We don't even know anybody else is putting this out. It's like amazing. Everybody else puts out a lower grade krill oil, but this is pure krill oil, nothing else in it. It's not been heated up or homogenized. That's 40% off. Pain MD, 40% off. 1776 testosterone boost, 40% off. X7 Diet Force, 40% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. Superfilm Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Support, finally back in stock, 40% off. Real Red Bull Plus, that's about to end, 50% off. Fizzy Magnesium, back in stock, 25% off. It goes on and on. Vaso Beats Complete, back in stock. Limited supply, though, 25% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, back in stock, sold out for over 2 years. Chicken broth, special concentrate, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, 5 grams of soluble acacia fiber to support digestive health, 400 milligrams, sunflower, lecithin, organic ashi berry for antioxidants, add electrolytes, magnesium, real organic cocoa, bean powder, natural chocolate flavor, the touch of sea salt, cutting edge chicken broth, protein isolate powder, and for better flavor dissolvement. For your joints, for your bones, for your immune system, men, women, children, you should all be taking it. It is amazing. My shoulder was hurting. My knee was hurting. My Achilles, this was gone for years. Should have gone and gotten a regular bone broth. They work great. Beef or chicken. Ours is chicken. That's what they say is the best for immune system. Sort of taking it a month ago. Shoulder pain gone. Because, I mean, I'm not super strong or anything, but I can bench press still 300 pounds. I can you know, shoulder press 200 pounds if I need to. But, I mean, I couldn't do 100 pounds. Because of an old tear and stuff. I've been on this, boom, no pain. I mean, it just really, really works. Infowarsstore.com. I'm like, where has this been? I was actually mad at myself. Well, why did I get another brand? There's some other great brands out there, but ours is the strongest and the best you're going to find, and it supports the Infowar. So check out Bone Broth today, Infowarsstore.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, let me hit the rest of the news ahead of Sunday Night Live. And I thought that yesterday's Saturday emergency broadcast was pretty informative with Robert Barnes, Drew Hernandez, and others. So I gave Owen Schroyer the night off. We're going to re-air that emergency report from 6 to 8 p.m. and then Harrison Smith's back 8 a.m. tomorrow, Infowars.com/show with American Journal. I'm back 11 a.m., Lord willing, and just take none of this for granted. And, of course, 3 p.m. Central, the War Room with the great Owen Schroyer. All right. Let's hit the news. So, I've got the video clip. I'm not going to play it. But the left flips out on ABC News because their poll shows Trump way ahead of Biden if there was a rematch right now. Well, I mean, they stole it to begin with. But the lead's even bigger. So, they are really, 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 really scared. So, some will say, well, then, should we just then not vote? No, you have to vote to show the fraud and to force it out in the open. But no one is buying that Biden actually won the election. Now let's get into crime. Again, I know most of you know this. The show is for new listeners mainly. We get a lot of deep stuff, but a lot of stuff is for new people. When the government has private bodyguards, and city councils hire private bodyguards, but defund the police, they know that's going to create massive crime. because especially in Democrat-controlled cities where they've demonized the use of self-defense, the DAs go after people that defend themselves, and then you just green light to go out and commit crime. Why would you do that? To give up hope, to destroy society. So there's a study out. This is up on GatewayPundit.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. Study reveals what we already know. Many Chicago neighborhoods riskier for young men than what U.S. troops face in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's not just Chicago. It's a whole bunch of cities. Listen to this. St. Louis police, 149 car thefts and carjackings in St. Louis City just last week. New Massachusetts bill will allow prisoners to donate organs for less prison time. That's the beginning of the social credit score, the eugenics. We'll let you out of jail if you say you'll kill yourself in 2 years, and we'll give you $100,000 you can party in the meantime. That's what they're already proposing. I want to play the video of this with audio. Thieves drive through mall in stolen black Audi after robbing electronics store. This is the Mad Max meets Judge Dredd world. Here it is. So again, here's the car crashing into the mall at night, driving down, for radio listeners, I'm describing it, driving through the middle of the mall in the stolen car to then crash it into the jewelry shop and rob the jewelry shop. And again, it's the brazenness because they know, I mean, I see these reports every day, I know you do as well, where somebody will have like 15, 25 arrests for burglary, robbery, armed robbery, assaulting people, and then they'll be out in like 6 months. So they can go commit 10, 15 crimes. They get off on the adrenaline. They get thrown in jail a couple years. They come right back out and do it again, and it's all they know. And that same system is trying to take your guns and my guns in the process. We're going to come back. I'm going to play a video of a little white girl being beat up by several black youth. And I want to talk about what would happen when we see these videos every few hours. There's so many I can't even play them all. What would happen if it was white teenagers beating up a black girl? You would have riots in those cities. But why is it okay when it's done to white people? We'll talk about where this is all leading and the rest of the story straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, and band.video and newswars.com. We're right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.